dum 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 dum. In the mountains to the south there lived a mighty king and queen. But the queen, she got an earache, about the worst they'd ever seen. From her ear they pulled a worm and let it grow upon a string. And the worm became a dog they called Penhu the Doggy King.
Penhu the Doggy King.
Now Penhu grew big and hearty with five colors in his fur. And he sat beside the king as his whole court began to stir. Any man who kills King Gao for me and brings me back his head gets my daughter's hand in marriage and a life with her in bed.
Life with her in bed.
Now Penhu, he started running and he slipped into the fort, there to seek a friendly audience with Gao's excited court. King Gao chuckled at his enemy, so cowardly and weak, that his dog had run away from him to join him on the peak.
Join him on the peak.
Old King Gao, he held a feast, and there he ate and drank his fill. He passed out inside his chambers, and he paid his final bill. Penhu bit down on his neck long past the point where he was dead, and he ran back down the mountain, bearing down with King Gao's head.
Down with King Gao's head.
Penhu, Penhu, you found an opportunity to make your dream come true. Your lover made a plan and sent you off to see it through. Now run to find your princess and become the King Penhu. When Penhu came to the court, the king was joyful and amazed. He had many treats prepared and every soldier gave him praise. But Penhu refused to eat, he wouldn't take a single lick. And the king asked what was wrong with him and what had made him sick.
What had made him sick?
Well, the king was mighty shocked that that great dog began to speak. And he said, there's just one reason I went up to King Gao's peak. I have always loved her daughter, and I wish to share her bed. And I will not eat or drink until the day that we are wed.
Day that we are wed.
Then the king began to argue, for the price was pretty steep. But the promise had been made, and so a promise he would keep. They got married in the mountains, and to this day they still sing of the unexpected triumph of Penhu the Doggy King.
Penhu the Doggy King.
Penhu, Penhu, your longing for your queen would breed a kingdom just for you. Your many sons and daughters ruled the valley, it is true. And it all grew from a princess and her love for you, Penhu.